From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Over the past few months, we've been covering the efforts of Miami-Dade library supporters to keep libraries fully funded. Advocates say libraries are more than just books, they're major learning centers. One popular program is U-Media Miami, where teenagers learn technology such as coding, graphic design, and music production. Favor Unquacha is a 17-year-old student at Miami-Dade College who also takes science classes at the University of Miami. I recently met up with him at the North Regional Library in Miami Gardens, where the U-Media program is housed, to talk about how this program is helping him with his studies.
Well, Favor, talk to me a little bit about your schooling before you started to do U-Media. I mean, were you doing anything like this at all in school? I mean, did you attend school here in Miami Gardens or somewhere else in the county?
I was going to Kara City Senior High School, and, well, I was just an average kid who just came here a few years before. I came from Africa, and I'm a Nigerian. I speak the language Igbo. I just wanted to fit in because I had the American dream in my head. My dad wanted me to go to Harvard, and he wants me to be very successful, so he brought me down here. But when I was introduced to this program, it was alien. But then after a while, it just broadens my perspective. That's all I have to say.
Before you started taking part in U-Media, were you interested in these topics before? I mean, were you interested in coding before you just didn't have a chance to learn about it, or did this introduce you to that world?
I did not know what coding was before U-Media. I had no idea. But when I got into U-Media, when I was in the program, I learned about coding. I learned about a few other things. I had no interest. Before I was a curious person, yes, but I had no interest in technology. Technology was that alien, esoteric, you know, background noise over there. But after a while, I got into U-Media, wow, this is beautiful. And I just soaked it in. And right now, I'm still learning technology because it just keeps evolving.
And you mentioned that you want to be a scientist. You were learning, here are the things you described to me, you were learning about photography, you were learning about coding. Can you explain how those things may help you in your science studies?
In terms of neuroscience, when it comes to science, well, we do brain imaging and PET scan and the MRI, so you can't be a scientist without knowing technology.
Has being a part of U-Media changed the way you think about your future, say when you first started the program to now?
I'm a different person than I was before U-Media. What I know now, I just get into the space and I just have this sudden surge to learn and take in all the knowledge. And after I leave, the effects still last. And I just want to come back and still learn and then go out and come back and still learn. It's like a space where the information is coming towards you. All you have to do is just grab it. And it's there.
Favor, how do you feel that U-Media helps your peers when it comes to education?
Because this is Miami Gardens, and they need to be involved more than ever. Because our teens are involved in gang violence, shooting, homicide. And this program is a way to... this program is that bridge that turns everything around, all the bad perspective about Miami Gardens and Florida into something beautiful, something good, where you have people with skills and amazing people with brilliance there. You see them teens popping out of Miami Gardens and popping out of Florida with amazing, with amazing skill sets. You see great people coming out of Miami Gardens.
U-Media teen Favor Unquacha, thanks so much for joining me today to talk about this.
You're welcome, and thank you very much.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.